They swung by the grocery store on the way home. Morgan limped along behind Stevie, who wielded the cart like a weapon as she pulled food off the shelves. "What brand of pasta does Lil like? I can never remember," Stevie asked. "The kind I can't afford. Go with the store brand. She'll kill you. She'll get over it." "Sometimes I think, Stevie, is being a vet tech really what you want to do with your life? Then I go shopping with you and I feel better." "Very funny. Your student loans are terrifying. Do you see me laughing? Ooh, check out this sauce." Stevie held a can of livid red sauce in front of Morgan's face. "Why would you ruin pasta sauce for me like that?" "Because I know how much you love chili peppers." "Moderation," said Morgan. "That's all I ask." "That motherfucker." Stevie froze with her hand clenched around the can. Morgan followed Stevie's gaze to where Lana stood with a slender brunette who was definitely not Angie. She waved lazily at them with a hand not buried in the other woman's back pocket. Morgan's hackles rose. "She's not Angie's girlfriend," she reminded Stevie, even as she inventoried the bruises on the brunette's neck. "She was with Angie last night," said Stevie before raising her voice to Lana. "Who's your friend?" "Stevie," Morgan took her arm. "You got a problem?" Lana's eyes glittered. Morgan recognized the look. Dogs got it when they wanted to pick a fight. Lana's friend looked nervously between Lana and Stevie. She had a sweet, open face, and Morgan pitied her. Lana would eat her alive. Lana Piranha. "I do." Morgan snapped her attention back to Stevie. Several other shoppers had paused to watch, some of them with looks more dangerous than Lana's. Maine might be a blue state in theory, but this was Trump's America, and dyke drama drew deadlier things than heartbreak. "Let's get out of here." She positioned herself between Stevie and Lana. Maneuvering with crutches slowed her down. "Fuck off," said Lana. Morgan dropped her crutches and caught a lunging Stevie across the chest. "She's not worth it." Lana laughed as she walked away. "She's a piece of shit," Stevie spat. "I know. We could slash at tires. You have probable cause written all over your face and the store cameras," Morgan warned. "I don't care." "I do. I need my tech. And as we established, I can't afford to bail you out." She released Stevie cautiously. "You good?"
"Yeah."
"You sure? We're not on call tonight, right?" "Nope." "Then I'll be fine if you promise to get drunk with me." "Deal." Whiskey did sound like a more pleasant alternative than lying alone in her bed. They finished the shopping and headed for home without another encounter with the piranha. "Piranha, I love it," Stevie said later when Morgan shared her lexical revelation over a bottle of whiskey. Light still glowed in the evening sky, and Kraken and Marvin lay in the grass at their feet by the fire pit. The small blaze kept the chill off, as did the whiskey.
"I don't get it. She deserves so much better. Why that little fuck?" asked Stevie.
"Maybe she doesn't believe she deserves anything better." Morgan remembered how Angie had curled up in her lap the day before.
"I hate caring about people," said Stevie. "Dogs are so much easier."
"To dogs." Morgan raised the bottle in a toast.
"Maybe Marvin'll bite her next time she comes over."
"Have you met your dog? He's the poster child for pity love."
"Tell Kraken to do it then."
"Maybe James is just biding his time."
"A terrifying thought. I never thought I'd agree with that cat."
Stevie stared into the fire.
"Do you remember senior year?
High school?"
"Yeah. Who was that girl you were obsessed with?"
"Nora."
"God, she was hot."
"She has three kids now," said Morgan.
"Are we getting old?"
31 isn't old.
"Look at us, though. Single, childless, still living with housemates," said Stevie.
"The American dream."
"And I still can't believe Kate left."
Morgan groaned. "Ugh, don't."
I thought you two had it made.
So did I. The whiskey was inadequate to burn away that pain. Months later, she still didn't understand how she could have been so blind to Kate's unhappiness.
Have you heard from her at all?
No, but I see a face every time I drive by one of her listings. She'd learned to avoid looking at any realtor signs she saw on her work routes.
You should sleep with Amelia.
You're drunk, Stevie.
Yes, which makes me smarter than you.
Sleep with Amelia and forget about Kate. Maybe you should take your own advice.
I can't sleep with Amelia. She's too tall. I'd never be able to reach anything.
Asshole.